Attention, everyone. Attention. We're on the air. President Donald J. Trump recently gave the U.S. State of the Union address. Most people either watched it, heard it, or read the news about it. So, can we all agree that it was a spectacle? Everyone has their own take on the show, depending on where they stand on the political spectrum, whether they're left, right, or somewhere in between. So, what was wrong with Nancy Pelosi's lips? Was she suffering from a broken tooth? Maybe the dentures were floating around inside her mouth somewhere. She made a comment on social media about her funny face, but her explanation just muddied the waters. Her mouth contortion is a minor thing, but the camera people sure had a heyday. My strongest concern after the show was the lack of respect the Democrats showed the president, even in sections of a speech where they should have been cheering. Strong economy, deadpan looks. High employment rates, deadpan looks. DACA compromise, deadpan looks. High employment rates for African Americans, deadpan looks. So what's wrong with politicians? I speak broadly here because the problem goes both ways. There's no sense of decency or decorum in the political ranks, and that rankles me. But you know, nothing really changes, or should I say, very little changes. Once the political machinery is in place, it's really hard to unseat a congressman. So have you heard what's going on in Honduras? Juan Orlando Hernandez was sworn in as president a few days ago. That happened in spite of Salvador Nasralla's opposition. Nasralla's anti-corruption party was anti-Hernandez and put up a good fight at the polls and in the streets. But like I mentioned above, when the political machinery is in place, it's nearly impossible to unseat a standing politician, unless of course they decide to resign or they get thrown out of office. Have you heard that 2017 was the highest year on record for natural disaster costs? Extreme hurricanes and wildfires, at least in the United States, was what tipped the scales. If you're a believer in the Bible prophecies of the problems in the last days, well, there you have it. Are we in the last days? Who knows? Have you been following the detainment of all those Saudi Arabian prominent citizens who were detained by the government for corruption? They did get to stay in the ritzy Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Riyadh, so at least their amenities were not prison-like, but detained they were. Mohammed bin Salman took in over $100 billion from his guests before letting them go. Some are still detained and will go to trial to address their corruption charges. Who thinks this is nothing more than an old-fashioned shakedown? So you gotta know, that's what happens when you live in and do business in an absolute monarchy like Saudi Arabia. You're pretty much at the whim of the king. But as is the case most of the time, if you got money, you'll be all right.